wait, I said husband. This is your boyfriend.
It don't matter. Breaker. But también, oh, like... See.
Potential. You're talking.
Yeah, we're talking. Even if we're talking and they come out and be like, breaker. Oh, I just spent this month. Mm-mm, that's a red flag.
How are you going to be like...
Be like, oh, that's crazy. Block.
Ghost.
That's crazy. What I've learned, never hear don't be afraid to block.
Okay,
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go.
All right, so we got cut a little bit, but
technical difficulties,
but I just want them to make sure that they don't depend on nobody. Like, we grew up, like I said, not poor, but like, we didn't grow up with like all this fancy luxury stuff. Like, we had what we needed. Like, we had our necessities and that was it. Like,
yeah,
we had a roof over our head, we had food, whatever, but we had to work hard for what we have. Like, I guess also, like, where we grew up, we had to, like, push through. Like, we had to meet what other people were doing. Like, we went to these, like, very, like, richy schools and, like, with a very much high socioeconomic status. Like, so you had to not pretend to be like them, but, like, if you weren't matching their vibes, they were going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
You were going to be the dumb one. Or you're going to be that person that isn't on your same level. So... I feel like we were forced to, in a way. Like
they saw you like you were beneath them?
Yeah, and must because, like, we are Mexican, like, not to pull the race card, but, you know. So, we already had something on us with that other kids were like, oh, well, they're going to be that, or, like, they're not going to make it, blah, blah, blah. So, I feel like we had to push through all those, like, stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you still gonna have the Mexican blood. So, like, you're gonna grow, whoever I end up having babies with, like, whatever race, like, you're gonna have some of me in you. So, like, I feel like they're still gonna have to grow up somewhat that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I need them to know that, like, it don't matter what people say, like,
yeah,
you work through it, you work for it, you're gonna get it. Like, it was hard. And none of that was easy.
Because it's harder for someone like us.
Yeah, I feel like we have to climb, like, double the stairs that somebody else has to climb.
Preach, girl. Okay,
so, I don't know. So, I want to make sure that those kids, or my kids, know that, you know, it's going to be hard.
But you can do it.
Oh, girl. And I don't want nobody thinking, like, I see that. I think now that I'm in education, like, I see that side a lot. Like, I see a lot of kids growing up and having that, like, negative self-talk. Like, I can't do it. I'm not smart.
Mm-hmm.
Or blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, that's not what I want to. And I'm not saying that their parents aren't doing what they can to raise them. I'm just saying, like, that does exist. Like, kids do grow up with a young age, like, thinking these things about themselves. And I don't want my kid thinking that way. Like,
yeah,
I want to make sure that I do everything that I can to make them feel, like, confident and strong and, like, worthy of being able to be in this world, not having to think about, like, oh, but es que this, or, like, I don't know about this. No.
Yeah.
We gonna do it. Like, whatever it takes, but we gonna do it.
We gonna push through.
We gonna push through. I also don't want them to be, like, I don't know. I want them to have, like, aspirations, dreams. Like, there's nothing wrong with people that work in different, you know, because we all need them. Like, we need somebody to work these jobs, but it's just, like, I want some, like, if you work, like, for example, I worked at a grocery store for a long time, and a lot of my friends were there for years, and there was nothing wrong with that, like, because they worked towards going somewhere else. Like, they were there to go to school, or they were there while they were doing this, or they were there and they wanted to get a higher position. Like, even if that's your aspiration, like, that's an aspiration to me.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever you want your, like, my child wants to do.
I guess you don't want them to be, like,
stuck in one place. Yeah. Like, you can always work for something more. Like, you can always work for something that you want. Like, if that's not something you want, that's okay. Like, you can be there while you're working for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if that's what you want, then that's what you want. Like, if you work for it, then awesome. Like, I just want to make sure that they're working for something that they want. And it's not just like, oh, well, I have to be here because of this. Or I have to be here because of that. So, I think just, like, the work ethic, I think, is what I want to make sure to, like, instill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's that word I was looking for. The work ethic. You said it for me.
The work ethic, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you're going to be strict? Like,
no. I don't know. Me and my brothers joke, like, we're not going to be like my mom. And there's a lot
of things you say now, because it happened to me. I'm like, no. If yeah. I have kids, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like
shit goes out the window.
I feel like I'm not going to say I'm weak, but I feel like I fold really, fold easily when like, it comes mommy, to children. Please. Yeah. Like, again, me as being an educator, like, I feel like there's a lot of things that I'm like, okay, well, I'll give you another chance. Or, okay, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, maybe because they're not my kids either. Like, I mean, I can't be saying certain things or doing something. Like, I mean, again, I'm not their parent. I'm not their mom. So, you know. But if it was my kids, I feel like I would still maybe fold. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I say that now, but mainly when they're yours, like...
It's different.
You're responsible for this child. Like, you have to help them be a good person. And, like, you got to correct the things that you don't want them to do. So, it's like, either you correct them or they're going to grow up crazy. So...
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes you can do everything that you can, but...
It's also on them. I'm telling you, like, it goes both ways. Like, you can't put all of
it could be
you...
a bad parent, I guess, and then a good kid. It could be a good parent and like a bad kid.
Yeah.
I feel like it could go that way.
It goes both ways. Like, because you can do everything you can, but if the child is also not giving what it's supposed to be giving.
Fucking child.
Oh my God. No, but like, if they're not like doing their part either, then I mean, you can't force them to do things. Like, that's also on them. Like, that's their life too. Like, there's only so much you can do and like guide them so much that at one point it's gonna end up being their decision. So
if they did a crime, would you turn them in?
Oh, I don't know. No,
I about said you a full government name.
No, I don't know.
A really bad crime,
like if they killed somebody or something.
Okay, we could do that. Yeah, we could say that. You're thinking about it?
Girl, I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I feel like it'd be tough, but I feel like I'd have to.
I feel like I would because I feel like in my own conscience, I wouldn't be okay.
What if they came to you, Mom, hide me, like...
Girl, I'm not hiding you.
Okay, so you might think about it, but you're not hiding here.
I'm not hiding nobody.
Like, I might not snitch.
Literally, they raise you to be like, you ain't a snitch.
Oh my gosh.
And you're snitching on your child? I don't know. I don't know if I would.
So you're not snitching, but you're not hiding them in your attic.
I'm not hiding them.
Mm-mm. Damn.
Dude, you have to figure it out.
You don't fucked up?
Figure it out. Damn. No, yeah. I'm not going to go into the cops and be like, so my child lives here.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like you said, I'm not going to help them get away. It's just, like I said, at that point, it's their decision. Like, they made a choice, so you have to deal with the consequences.
That's a big thing, yeah. Like, that's a big thing that my mom always says. Like, everything you do comes with consequences.
Yeah, so. And everything you do is a choice. Nobody forces you to do nothing.
Yeah.
Be like, well, they told me. You chose to do it.
Yeah.
Did they literally physically hold your hand and do something?
What if
no.
they did?
Girl.
I'm just fucking with you now.
No, but like literally everything is a choice. Yeah. And everything has a consequence, so.
You're right. So no hiding you in my attic.
I'm not hiding. No. No
what
hiding.
What if I come to you?
You done something?
Though. Let me hide in your attic.
Damn. Girl, I don't got an attic.
You had one. The shed, please.
Girl, I'm telling you right now, I had nobody.
You said if I wouldn't do my kid.
Yeah.
What makes you special?
No, but.
You didn't even hang out with me when I was little. Damn. Next question.
Me hacías el fuch. ¿Cierto?
No, cierto. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
What makes you proud of your family?
Proud?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I feel like we're good people, and I'm just not saying about my immediate family, but I feel like our whole family, like, as cousins, aunts, uncles, the ones that I'm
if
close
you know,
to,
you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. The ones that I'm close to right now in my right now in this moment in my life, I feel like we're all good people, like, I'm proud in that, like, we've all fucked up in some type of way, you know, we're not angels, we're not
Yeah.
We're not saints, but I don't think we've ever...
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, literally. I don't think we've ever done anything to the point where I'm like, oh, like...
Yeah.
We gotta cancel this person. You know, like, no.
Were we close? Yeah, but no.
No. I don't even think we've been close. No, I feel like we're good people, and I feel like we all, like I said, like, we all have some type of goal, some type of aspiration. Like, we're not just stuck, or we're not just conforming to the life we have now. Like, we're all working towards something. I think that's something to be proud of. My immediate family, I guess, like my brothers, my mom, I'm proud that we are, like, we've stuck to, like, we've never let each other, like, fall through the cracks.
Okay.
Like, we're a very close family. Like, when we went through the hardest things that we went through as a family, like, y'all were there too. Like, again, y'all didn't leave us go through the cracks. Like, I've never felt unsupported. I've never felt, like, neglected by any of y'all. Like,
okay.
I think that's what I'm proud of. Like, we're a very,
we're not talking about when I was a teenager.
No. I feel like we've always been there for each other. And, like, yeah. We will always love each other, even if we do dumb things or we say things that we don't mean. Like, I feel like we brush it off and we keep going. Like, there's just no need.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that's what I'm most proud of. And I think, like, I've seen a lot of my friends tell me, like, oh, y'all's family is close. Like, mm-hmm. Y'all's family, like, y'all's dynamic is a lot different. Like, I don't see my cousins. I see my cousins once a year. Or, why are you always with your cousins? Like,
Y'all
are, like, my siblings at this point. Like, we're just always together.
And I feel like it popped, like, one day, we just
started.
The squad.
And you know.
Because we were always the...
I honestly think it was what happened. That's kind of when we got to really close.
More?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's because, like, we all kind of understood that we needed, like, to be together because of what was going on. Again, if you know, you know. But
yeah.
So, I think that's what brought us closer. And then from there, it just became normal.
It's funny that you mentioned that your friends say that because, like, I've come across just having to say, oh, like, I'm going to be with my cousins. And, like, it's funny because... I was talking to this guy and it was like, well, not talking to him, whatever. The point is y'all came up and I was like, oh, I'm with my cousins this weekend. And then it was another birthday and there was another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, oh shit. Like,
you always with them. Yeah.
You're always with your cousins. I'm like, pretty much, like.
I remember that used to be an issue when I was in, like, high school. They'd be like, oh, like, they would invite me to things. And I'm like, no, because I already have plans. And, like, I'm sorry, but I've always, like, prioritized y'all over anybody else. Like,
yeah.
If I already committed to something, even if it's a birthday, and we've had so many birthdays, like, I'm going to go to the birthday.
And that's a thing. It was an issue in one of my relationships where I was like, I always put family first. Mm-hmm. So if it was like, oh, let's do this together. And then I was like, and this was two relationships. Uh-huh. Let me
three.
Three. Four. It's been an issue now that I think about it. Not an issue. I wouldn't call it an issue for me, but for them. Relationship.
And
I
now that you're saying it, same here. Like,
it was an issue. Let's do this. And I'm like, no, because I have this family thing. And it was like times 35.
Yeah.
Like, I have this family thing. And it was always this family thing. And it was never.
And I feel like at one point they think it's a lie, but it's not. We just.
Yeah.
We'll just have functions. Like, y'all want to come up for
a
carnitas?
So you heard it. Hey, I have a. I should have done this long ago. You better hit up my cousin.
Yeah.
And, like, she'll tell you right now, I'm not lying.
They're not lies.
You want to talk to my aunts?
Literally, they're not lies. Like, we just have things. And like I said, even though, like, we see each other so often, like, it feels weird when one's not there. Have you noticed that? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't feel right. Like, even if one of the cousins isn't there or one of the family, like, it just doesn't feel
even
all the way right.
Even when we just run into each other, like, or not running into each other, but, like, we'll try to plan it and, like, one can't make it.
Yeah,
it's,
and you're like, oh, like, let's try to make it another day.
The worry
yeah.
is everybody, but
yeah, sometimes
it's a little
it doesn't,
harder now to get everybody in.
Together.
But, damn, I was going to say something and now I forgot. Big. There's something about that, about just... Oh, maybe they think we're lying because they, like you said,
that's
it's
not,
different.
Yeah,
it's
they don't
different
have
for them.
That.
Don't,
yeah.
Yeah. But bitch, how that, how's that
That's
my
not my
fault?
Problem.
Like, and I'm referring to them, not you. Like, bitch, that's not my fault.
Yeah, literally.
But.
And I really hope that this continues, like, when we have our families. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that doesn't continue to be an issue because it's stupid. Like,
yeah.
I can't be with my family.
Yeah. What would you say if, like, you, ideal husband, you know, like, in love, and then he's like, I don't want them coming to this thing, I don't know, Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry. I can't. Like, I just can't. Like I said.
Who the fuck is here? Sorry.
I just can't. Like, it's just not, that's not, that's who I am. Like, my family is a big part of who I am. Like, yeah, it'd be me being fake. It'd be me not being me.
I feel like it wouldn't get to that point of, no, well, I'm not saying don't, yeah, it's us over your husband, no, but I feel like you wouldn't pick a person like that.
And I even told, I had a conversation with my brother, like, I was like, because he's joked around that, like, if he doesn't like my whoever I'm trying to marry, like, he won't come to my wedding. I'm like, would you actually not come to my wedding? He said that the other day, and I was like, would you actually not come to my wedding? He's like, nah, but he's like, I wouldn't like him, like, I wouldn't make him feel like whatever. And so I feel like it's not like I want everybody to be like, oh, yes.
Yeah, not everybody has to,
yeah, like, but I'm like, if someone that's so close to me doesn't, like, yeah, it's who I want to be with, mm-hmm, but, like, also, like, I know y'all aren't gonna be like, oh, well, yeah, he's just uglier, you know, like, there has to be a reason to why they don't like this person.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ooh, what are we talking about? Why you make that face?
Because I was just saying, like, girl, it's hard because it, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just like, I don't know. I feel like for a certain someone, you know, it's just like, oh, y'all don't really fuck with them. So it was a hard time.
Oh, to, yeah, like, yeah. I know what vibe we're on now. Yeah.
Get through that. So it's just like, but at the end of the day, not everyone's gonna.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
and imagine we have what? How many on the jury?
There's five? Six. Yeah, there's extra five. Yeah.
So five that have to agree.
Yeah.
On that person.
Yeah.
It's not even just two or three.
No, it's five of us. It's so, all of us or none of us.
Majority rule.
Majority rule. There you go. So I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough out here.
It's tough out here sometimes. No, but I feel like I said, we all have a good heart. So I feel like if we're saying something, it's not to be evil. It's like, I feel like there's a good enough reason that, like,
we for the have, most part, we care about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we don't want y'all another. Getting, you know,
yeah,
messed up or, like,
hurt.
Yeah, we don't want
you. We don't want you listening to Make You Feel My Love.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want the vibes. Sad girl vibes. Sad girl hours.
And drinking Pink Whitney.
Oh, God. Blacking out every alley. Day.
Damn.
Oh, in an alley.
Girl, they done got hurt.
Oh, you? Who hurt you?
Yo.
Literally.
Damn. Where the... Oh, from the... So, overall, just you're proud of our family being so close.
Close, yeah.
And... Yeah, it's a gift because not everybody has that.
No.
And I've come across people who's like, well, I envy that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, envy's a strong-ass word.
No, yeah. You know, that's some, like, bad, oh, juju. Like, I get, like, it's like, oh, I get, like, a little jealous that y'all are so close. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's a good jealous, I think. Like,
oh, I've
been oh, through, mine have been I've good been jealous. I've been
through some good and some bad jealous. Like, why can't I have that?
Oh,
like,
damn.
I want that. I want to be you. Like, not even, like, me, yeah, but, yeah, like, have... Be family me to like have that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then what makes it worse is that I'll hear about why they don't have that or what they have instead. And I'm like, what the fuck? Damn, that's crazy. It makes me more grateful, mm-hmm, towards what I have. But then you sit here and you're like, that's crazy that, like, some people have to go through shit like that.
All this
that.
Other stuff, yeah.
It's
not all rainbows and butterflies for everybody.
And even...
Even for us, yeah.
I want to say that as close as we are and how strong we've, like...
Become.
And remained and shit like that. Let the record show what they say, that it hasn't been perfect at all. Mm-mm. By any means.
No.
Going into the grown-up talk.
To the grown-up talk, to the tea.
But it hasn't been easy and it hasn't been perfect.
No, that's what I'm saying, like... We've said things, we've done things that we're not proud of, but, like, yeah. I feel like we move past it because at the end of the day, like, we shouldn't let that mess us up.
You know what I just thought about? We're like a reality show. Because you know how they fight, but at the end of the day,
we make,
like,
up.
Yeah. Just, like, come back together as a family, like Jersey Shore or whatever, mm-hmm, where they, at the end of the day, where they're at the table having this dinner.
Literally.
That's us. We, like,
yeah,
you know, have our disagreements or whatever the fuck, and then, you know, we're family.
And, like any family, though, I feel like, you know, no one's
perfect. Or the Fast and the Furious.
Order. You're on another level.
La familia.
La familia.
But yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, this is because earlier you said something about a good person. What do you think makes someone a good person?
A good person?
Like, you sit there and you're like, this is...
I feel like a good person is someone that, like, puts and this maybe not always good, but like puts them second in like, not all the time, but like when it's necessary, they'll put themselves second. Like they don't have to be the center of attention all the time, but like it's not all about them. Like the world doesn't revolve around them. So someone that can put themselves second or when they need to,
yeah,
or when it's necessary. Someone who's like honest, I feel like.
Not to take you off of that, yeah, but like it's hard when you say that, but then people tell you you gotta put yourself first to like,
to be able to thrive, or like, yeah, to, if you wanna put your, like, they say that all in the education, like you have to be good before you can like help your kids. Like, yeah, and that's true, but it's just like there are situations where it's like, girl, right now it's not about you. Or boy, yeah, sit down. Like, be quiet. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
let it think, be known, mija will humble you. sit you down.
Sit down. Like, so things like that. Like for your mental health, yes.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to like everyday things, then mm-hmm, like it's not all about you.
Okay.
So something like that.
And then you said honest.
Being on, I feel like this is, that's one that like people can be good, but if they're being fake, or they're, you're like, right, saying things behind your back, like, you're not
being
a good...
Being a Slytherin.
Being a Slytherin, you're not being a good person. Like, just be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather you tell me why or the truth than you be out here and telling me it, a whole ass lie for years or for however,
yo,
long.
Yo, tea time. We about to... For part 4, 5, and 6, we're gonna have some tea. Because I would hate that. I would come across someone just being like, oh, well, I didn't tell you the truth because I didn't want to...
Hurt you.
To hurt you. Bitch, hurt. This hurts more. Mm-hmm. Or hurt me that way. Like, bitch, yeah, the fuck?
So, like, being honest.
What does that even mean?
Literally. Being honest, being able to, like, having somebody that you can count. Like, being, I don't know how you would say, like.
Like, reliable?
There you go. Reliable. Being reliable. Which I know, like, things come up, whatever. But, like, yeah, if you say that you're going to be there for someone, like, be there for somebody.
Girl. I'm saying, yes.
So like being reliable,
I'm gonna start snapping too
again, like, head, just working hard, like I think I'm very much into this aspiration thing, but like having aspirations,
that makes a good person.
Yeah,
so just their honesty,
having a drive for something. What did I say the first time? Oh, being able to put yourself,
oh yeah,
in a, like, position that, you know, you can put yourself first sometimes, but sometimes it's not about you.
So I didn't have, like, the opposite, but with some really bad person.
A bad person?
I guess just the opposite. The opposite. Dishonest.
Yeah, like, dishonest, somebody that's just, that bitch, just hurts to hurt. Like,
yeah,
they just have so much evil in their hearts that they just want to kill everybody's mood or, yeah, kill everybody's life. I don't know. Like,
damn. That is a bad person.
Like, just, like, kill their vibes. Like, just... Yeah. If you're not happy, that's a you problem.
And there's a lot of people, well, I'm not saying like there's, well, there is.
A lot of people.
That if they're not
content
or content, oh, okay. We have the UNC scholar over here teaching
the thesaurus.
No. If you're not content, oh, I'm not content, I'm going to bring the whole, yeah, fucking village
world down. The whole village down. Yeah, no, no, like, there's no need.
And I hate people like that. Like, mm-hmm, if I'm not happy...
You can't be happy.
Yeah, that shit, mm-hmm, sucks.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I guess leaving a little bit of that behind, we're going to talk about love.
Oh, God.
Do we have a love noise? Let's see, what is this? Oh, we allergic to love.
We allergic. This one. Girl. No, that looks like a phone. A robot?
Damn, there's not like a cute... okay, a Viking? This is for love.
Okay, if you say so.
There's not fucking cute ass. Alright, do you believe in love at first sight?
At first sight?
First sight. Girl, you done...
You don't look like that one, that video I shared with y'all yesterday.
Oh yeah, the little kid.
A little baby.
You just, your eyes just landed on this man and you're in love.
I don't think so.
You don't believe in it?
No, because I feel like one thing is very, I feel like that's very like external. Okay. Like you're falling for some, I'm guessing like attractiveness or, yeah, whatever.
Because you don't know if he's a good person.
There we go.
Back to the last.
Again, exactly. So I think no, because I feel like when people say like I fell in love at first sight, it's like very much like... looks.
Yeah.
So no.
So in conclusion,
I don't think so.
The Viking sound. You shutting down, Queen.
I don't think so. I do believe in love.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in love at first sight. I don't think.
What is love to you?
To me, like in terms of like a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like with a significant other. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can answer that question because I don't think I've ever been in love. I don't know what that feels like, or I don't know what that's supposed to feel like. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
What do you think?
What it should be?
Yeah.
Or like what it should be?
If you meet this person and it's not love at first sight, you just—he's a good person. Yeah. You already got
that. Well, we already got that. Yeah, hurdle down.
What do you think love feels like?
I feel like it should feel like. Like you're not judged. It should be fun.
Okay, one time for the fun.
There should not be, like, all this drama all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't come out sad or disappointed. That's a thing. Like, there should not be disappointment. If there's disappointment involved, then there's something, either you or him or the
but
other
like,
person.
But, like, what? What do you mean?
I guess I'm thinking about somebody, like me. No. But, like, I don't know. Every time I tried... It felt like I would come out and I'm like, eh. I would feel disappointed. I'm like, okay. Well, that's not what I thought.
That's not love.
No.
Okay. So no disappointment.
No disappointment. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like you should just feel like, it should just feel right. Like, it should just feel.
Like, you think once it hits, you're going to be like,
oh, this is what it was. It yeah.
Girl, I don't know I'm how. I'm here to tell you it's not like that. I'm here to tell you there's something called.
Toxic love.
Like, like when, you know, pregnant girls, they get the, what's it, afterwards, the ghost kicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then, that's kind of what it is. Like, bitch, you thought. That was a but really bad example.
But do you think there's, like, one type of love? Because I don't think there is.
You think there's a lot of...
different types of love.
Like what?
Maybe, and now I'm going to say, like, good and bad love, but, like, you might think there's, you're in love, but you're, like, not.
Fake love?
No, I don't know how to explain it. Like... kind of like maybe like a toxic love. Like
the phantom love that I was saying.
Like yeah,
the...
like you think you are, but you're probably not.
What is that love? In conclusion.
That's what I'm saying. Like there's different types. I'm not saying that it's not love. I'm just saying there's different types of love.
But would the word be love? Oh, because you're saying you had good moments, but in the end, boom.
Mm-hmm. Or like.
Went to shit.
Like you said. Like
I felt some type of way.
Like you said like, oh, like, but it's, maybe it's love to them.
Oh, you're okay, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just because it's not your love doesn't mean it's not a love.
Damn, that's the way they love? Golly.
that's what I'm saying. It's not all good love.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's just lots of different
case,
types
I
of
agree.
Love.
Yeah.
Like, again, just because you love somebody.
I also think there's, what's it called? When they're an obsession. There's an obsession
yeah.
kind of love that's not good.
That's not a good love.
But to them, that's love.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, I think there's, like, there's a spectrum of love.
Damn.
And there's, like, the good, let's just say, like, the quote-unquote good love and the, like, not so good love. Like, the more... possessive or like
oh,
obsessive
yeah.
and
yeah
toxic love
Joe from you love
everything literally everything in between is love and it might not be your cup of tea in terms of love but
yeah.
it's a love for somebody
yeah no I see what you're yeah. saying but golly
so I don't know I feel like everyone's definition of love is different too so like you can't generalize
but,
that.
But love at first sight out the window.
Yeah, no.
Okay, here's another one on the same topic, soulmates.
I think there is a soulmate.
There is?
There is. I feel like, but that's...
But
I think,
how do you think that works for you?
But and I think that's what I'm saying. I think it's also kind of dumb for me to believe that. Maybe not dumb, but I don't know if I... Okay, let me back up. So I think there's...
she can stretch. She's rubbing her forehead.
You're like, ooh. Yeah, no, but I think there is a soulmate. I feel like I want to believe that there's someone out there that you're going to vibe the most with. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's... Like, for example, if you grow old with them and then you... Or even if you don't grow old with them, but, like, something happens to that person and, like, they're not there anymore. Like, I feel like you should still be able to have that... openness to find another soulmate.
So you think we have multiple soulmates?
I'm not gonna say that we have multiple, but I don't think that there's just one, or that people shouldn't just. Well, I guess there is then.
Girl,
we shouldn't be confined to like you thinking like there's only one person in this whole earth.
Oh, out of every there's just not just one.
I think the term soulmate can exist, but that doesn't maybe it's not defined as one.
Maybe you're thinking in that time there's a soulmate, because like you said, that one soulmate died or
whatever. It's not there.
So then in this time that you're now living, so you're more in like the present. That's your soulmate for that moment. Not that moment. I don't know how to explain it. So
you know, like, did you watch Money Heist?
No, I didn't. Oh, I couldn't get into it.
I was going to say something that, because one of the characters explains, maybe I shouldn't, maybe it's a spoiler, but like.
Bitch, they should have been watching, that show been out.
Been out.
Yeah.
Okay, no, then we spoiling.
Ahead. Yeah.
So she explains.
Well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Money Heist or you're watching Money Heist, just skip a little bit.
Yeah.
there's a character, and I won't even say her name, but there's a character that says that like, basically like, you are living chapters. So like that person loved somebody and she passed away in the movie or in the show. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean like she had like multiple soulmates like that she genuinely considered soulmates.
Yeah.
But just the first one I think died or something and then she was dying here. So it's like we finished the chapter and you can move and have another one. So like
yeah.
Or like up, like another journey.
Yeah.
Like thank you for this one. What does he say? Like thank you for the journey, now go have a new one. Girl, that one hit different.
Chills again.
So again, but, like, it's like, just because you have a soulmate right now, I'm not saying that we should go out there like, oh, like, bye. Like, yeah. Cheating on them or anything. Yeah. No. It's like, if you are with somebody and you love them, but then something happens where that person is no longer there.
Girl, I'm loving this.
I don't think you should close yourself off and be like, well, yeah. that was my one soulmate. No, girl. Mm-hmm. And like I said, people go through things young. Like, people can love hard and things can go sideways real young. So, like,
yeah.
If you're 25 and you, one of your soulmates already, we know, something happened to them, you're 25, like.
Do you think a soulmate can be one of those that you were saying with the bad love that's on a different spectrum? Or is a soulmate good love, quote unquote, what was said on that spectrum?
I think a soulmate is some type of good love. I want to think.
But you said that the toxic love could be good and toxic.
No, I'm saying,
but
there's,
you mean it's just
good. No, I'm saying like love can be good and bad. Not that the toxic love can be good and bad. I'm saying like the whole spectrum of love can be good and bad.
But a soulmate is all good.
I feel like maybe not all good.
Well,
I know,
not everything's perfect.
But for them, like it feels, you're gonna feel
what you good. Said, that love.
Yeah, like you're gonna feel respected. You're gonna feel supported. You're gonna feel blah blah blah.
Yes.
So like, I think that's what a soulmate is. Like, somebody that you click with. Somebody that you're not going to agree on everything, because that's just unrealistic.
And I've had this thought where, I don't know, what do you think? As life goes, that's your soulmate. But I've thought about, so I was born in Mexico, right? Mm-hmm.
Like, what if your soulmate's
and I
there?
And I got plopped over here, mm-hmm. like, boom. And then I always think, what if my soulmate
is there?
Or what if my soulmate's in Japan? Do you think that your soulmate's bound to be like that
down the street?
Girl, you done gave my whole address. I'm gonna bleep that
out. You think we gonna be down the street? No, I mean, no,
not down the street, but you don't, let's take the Mexico thing. You don't think my soulmate's in Mexico unless I'm there, like your soulmate. You don't think you're going to miss the chance to...
I think that's too much...
You don't think it was written that way?
No. I think that, like, maybe it's not God or, you know, something. I feel like there is... I don't know if it's destiny or, like... Everyone has their journey, you know? Not that it's written out already, but... I feel like you are put in a place where, like, if you're going to find a soulmate, I would imagine it would be in your surroundings.
Yeah.
Like...
like God or the universe or whatever is not gonna do you dirty, like.
I want to imagine. Yeah. I want to hope. Okay. I think that means like if a soulmate is, I feel like a soulmate kind of has to be, not has to be, but like should be near you, because then like you have, I'm assuming if you're a soulmate, like you vibe on certain things, like you are like, oh yeah, you like, you have commonalities.
Okay.
And if you're like on the other side of the world, I would imagine you wouldn't have all these commonalities.
So 90 Day Fiancé is trash. It's fake.
That most definitely fake.
Damn.
And I don't know about all... That's a different That's a different soulmate. Tangent, but like people that find their soulmates online and like they fly back. Okay. I don't know.
What? But does that? Are you including dating apps or?
That's yeah.
You are. So you don't think your soulmate's on Bumble? It's for sure not on Tinder. I've always said, and I'm sorry to anyone who got married off of Tinder and like they're in love and shit like that, but I've never thought that.
This is another gag though.
Soulmate's on Tinder.
Just because it's somebody's journey, this or somebody it's in somebody's story, that's not in my story.
Okay.
So ooh, like
girl. Mm.
So like I don't think it's in my story but that I will find a soulmate on Tinder or Bumble or Hinge.
But you think that could you're not saying overall, you think that could be somebody else's story.
Again, like love is a spectrum.
Okay.
Your definition that again, like your definition of a soulmate could be very much different than mine. So like
so when you said that, the whole dating apps, you mean for you. You don't think your soulmate's on that mm-mm. shit. What if they are, girl? What if that's your story and you didn't download that shit?
I can't afford or whatever, like to think like that.
Oh, girl.
Like, yeah. I can't think like that. That, like, oh, yeah. Because I'm shutting this down, I'm like, oh, yeah. There's my soulmate. Like, no.
But that's another thing. It's not going to come knocking on our door. Like, we don't go out. We don't have the dating apps. And what else? What is another thing?
I guess I'm very much, like, I don't know if the word traditional is, like, a good one. But, like, I'm very much on the vibe where, like, I feel like I'm going to find whoever I vibe with, whether it's my soulmate or not, like, through conversation, through interaction, through, like, me actually seeing you, not through a screen, not through some messages.
Do you have an ideal, like, situation where, like, you're reaching for something in the grocery store and they're like, ma'am, can I get that for you? And then y'all get married and have
your four
kids.
I don't know why I have it in my soul. I've told you this. I don't know why I feel something's just me. Mm-hmm. But I feel it in my soul that whoever is next or whoever is my soulmate or whatever, like, it's going to be very much random. Like, it's not going to be someone that I've known for years, or it's not going to be somebody that I work with. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be like, not spontaneous, but like, it's going to be random. It's going to be like, oh, hey, like, can I open the door? Or not even that. It doesn't even have to be like,
you dropped this, ma'am. You dropped your 400 receipts.
I feel like it's going to be random. And then from there.
Okay. All right. This has to do with it too. Relationship deal breakers.
Like, so things like, that were like, no.
Out, like, you do this out the window.
If you're like a bum, no. Again, with aspirations. If you don't have anything going, like, if you don't have any type of goal.
Okay,
no.
So let's say they're sweet as fuck. Done brought you flowers, serenata, but not in public.
You said what?
Serenata. Like
the, oh, serenata.
But not in public. But he has no goals or ambition.
No, because that's
you don't care how good
trash.
They treat you.
No.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay, give me more.
Because, like, you can give me flowers all you want, but I'm not going to...
How are you paying for these flowers?
That's a tea.
Period.
How are you paying for this? How are we going to pay them for in the future? Like...
Period.
No, yeah, no. So, goal... Like, you have to have something. Like, if you have no goals... If you don't know how to handle money, which I think is kind of weird, but, like,
no,
if you're, like, out here just wasting your money on dumb things, it doesn't even have to be on, like, quote-unquote bad things. Like, it doesn't have to go to an extreme, but, like, if you're, like, spending money on, like, you saw this man selling coats outside, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna buy my $400 coat. Para qué? For what?
What? Oh, well, you said $400. I was like, what if you need a coat, girl?
But from some sketchy man outside Walmart? Like, no.
Oh, okay, no.
So, like... You have to know someone how to, like, manage your money. Like, yeah. I don't want to be stressed. Not because I need, like...
Or you don't want to be like, oh... You don't want them to be like, oh, honey, I just went to the casino and dropped a grand
yeah,
and
like,
lost
all
of it.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Yeah, no.
What are you doing? Oh, wait, I said husband. This is your boyfriend.
It don't matter. But también,
oh,
like...
See. Potential. You're talking.
Yeah, we're talking. Even if we're talking and they come out and be like, oh, I just spent this amount of... That's a red flag.
How are you going to be like...
Be like, oh, that's crazy. Blocked.
Ghost. That's crazy.
What I've learned,
never hear
don't
me.
Be afraid to block.
Okay, one time for the...
Don't be afraid to block, like...
So you're a blocker? They just, like, block out my life.
Yeah, I'm a blocker. I have no shame to say that I'm a blocker.
I used to be a, like, see me shine type person.
No, I don't.
But now I'm like, I don't need that.
No, because then I'll be tempted to see them, and I'm like, that's the issue. Like, I need to block them out.
I wasn't like that. I was like, you can see me.
No, I need to be blocked because I'm, again, I fold.
Okay, we did talk about you.
So folding we easily. Can't be out here folding.
Okay.
So we blocked.
Any more deal breakers?
If they stank, if they don't have any hygiene, you gotta smell a little bit good.
A little bit?
Like, if you came back from the gym and you stank, or, like, you worked hard, girl, one day and you stank, no, that's good.
Oh, I was like...
No, that's good. But, like, if you, like, haven't showered in 3 days, boy.
Ooh, damn.
You need to shower. You need to be... Okay. Have that smelling hygiene. Fresh. Yeah, you have to have that hygiene.
Okay.
What else? Maybe, like, having kids.
Oof.
Like, if they didn't want to have a family, I don't know how that would go.
Oh, okay. Well, see.
But see, this is the gag, and now I'm being hypocritical. Because if, like, someone was with me and then I couldn't have kids, and they wanted, like, I would feel sad if they left me just for that reason. So maybe that's not a good, I'm being a hypocrite.
I think there's things like that because I find it hard to be with someone with kids.
Mm-hmm. But you have kids. Or you have a kid. Yeah.
So. What am I saying? Yeah. But that's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that.
Like, I would... See, but I think that's also different. Like, if you are with somebody that you guys are both on the same page, like, we want to have kids, but then, you know, the universe, God, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
decides that you are, that is not your story, that is not your journey. Like, I don't think that should be something that people get upset about because that was not in your control.
Yeah. And you want kids, so...
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that was not in your control. You can't control that. That's just your body. That's just how it ended up being. But if they specifically, like, I don't want kids...
Do you think it's weird to bring it up? Well, I think at this age, it's no longer weird. Like, it might be weird for, like, your... 17, 18, 19, mm-hmm. and you bring it up. But I don't think it's weird. I don't know if you think it's weird to bring that up when you're talking because it's like, what do you want? Because if they're like, oh, I don't want kids ever, mm-hmm. that's a deal breaker for you, right? Yeah.
So, but do you also think, now I'm asking you, do you think that, well, what do you think that's a deal breaker for you?
If they
Let's start there.
If they don't want kids? Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is a thing.
I guess because it's different for you.
Yeah, and... I mean, if they don't want kids, well, that's it. That's done.
Yeah, because I already have a kid.
I'm coming with one.
Yeah, and so I have a kid. So, like, it's not like you haven't had a kid that you, like, that's one of your, like, not dreams, but that's something that you want.
Yeah. And then, like, this has been a thing where it's like, oh, well, I want to get turkey basted. Are you cool with that? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Deal breaker.
Because what I was going to get at is, like, if you were, or, like, for example, me, like, if that's a deal breaker, but then it's like, you're with this person and then they end up saying, like, the whole about, like, can you change somebody? Like, can you change their opinion? Like, can you change, like, oh, well, now that I'm with you, like, now I do want kids. So, like, maybe that's also, like, something that, like, I'm shutting something down that, like, potentially could develop with them. And I feel like that's not a thing. True. Like, you shouldn't be on that, like, well, it depends on if I can change them.
And
that's not the, that's
like,
not
the,
like,
that's not.
And I
feel
like
they should know from that point if they can be like, oh, well, I'm open to it. Mm-hmm. Or they could be able to tell you, no, I'm not open to that. I never want kids. You know what I mean?
Because I've met people that when we were younger, they were like, no. And now they're like, yeah, I would. Like, they can change their minds. Like, it's not like a set in stone thing.
And I guess that's why I'm saying more so now that I'm older things, conversations change.
That's you what I'm know saying. What I mean? Yeah. So it's like, maybe, like, that's mean on my end. Like, oh, well, if you don't want, like, bye. Like, I'm not even going to try with you because it's like, what if they were to change their mind? But I mean, like, you can't live on the what ifs.
Yeah. Girl,
so
one time for not living on the what if.
So I don't know. That's kind of another conversation, like about like, can you change somebody? Or should you change somebody?
I guess we can go to it, but it was a little more ahead. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel the once a cheater, always a cheater? Because I've been through stuff where you know. But I have heard some people be like, oh, that can change and stuff like that. I'm more so stuck on once a cheater, always a cheater.
I agree.
So.
Because I feel like, do you mean like you know of that person that is a cheater or like they cheated on you specifically? Like, what do you mean by that?
Ooh, that's
because like
for
you
both.
Can know somebody that's you know their reputation like they're always a cheater. So like, should I even try with them?
Yeah.
Or somebody that continuously cheats on you? Like,
no, because I feel like I've always been like, oh, if they cheated on them,
then why wouldn't they cheat on
they
me?
They would definitely cheat on me, for sure. So that's how I am. Once a cheater, always
a cheater.
Cheater.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, well, from what I've asked, because I have posted it, and some people are like, the majority are like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Mm-hmm. But there's some that are like, no, you can change. Or they can change. I don't really agree with the you can change them yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to change you. Mm-hmm. Bitch, change because you want to change. Exactly. If you won't change. If y'all can change.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how you felt about that.
I think I'm on your vibe. Like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Like, if you know of somebody that is known to be a cheater, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable because I'm like, I would always be thinking, like, well, is he going to do it to me? Like, yeah. And I mean, like, I'm that bitch that he's going to stop for me. Girl, sit down. For me, sit down.
You need to be more, hell yeah. Like,
I just, that's, to me, that's unrealistic.
Oh my goodness.
And not to bring me down, I'm just saying, like, if that's how he or she is.
You know, but honestly, you know when I started thinking like that? Huh. When I saw that even fucking, like, let's say J-Lo, Cardi B, all these, if they get cheated on with that ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Who not gonna cheat on this?
Oh my gosh. Look. Stop. No. It's not to bring us down. It's just that's how they are, them bitches.
Ooh, no, no, give it. There's no boo. Boo. We'll do it. Yeah.
Boo. No, but yeah. Maybe this one? Oh, there we go. We do have a boo. So one yeah. Time. Yeah, I agree. So
you can't change them.
No, can't change them. And I don't think you should either. Like you said, if you want to change, this for you, not for me.
Exactly.
Because then they're going to, like, what is it called? Like, they're going to maybe hold it against you, or they're going to, like, what is it called? It's with an R. Like, I don't know. But, like, they're going to, like.
You know more words than me.
I feel like they would take it against you. Like, well, I've changed for you. Y todavía this and that. Shit. Boy, I didn't ask you to.
Hell yeah. Yo, you'd get punched.
Be like, don't come at me with that dumb stuff.
And one, it was for a good read. Like, you're a better person now. The fuck? Yeah. You want to get decked?
Be like, well, I only did that because I was trying to be better for you.
And I feel like that's not true. Mm-hmm. If they have to say that, no.
Exactly.
They're cheating.
They're on another wavelength.
As we're having this conversation literally. Cheating.
So, yeah, no.
So, no. Mm-mm. Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's how we roll in this. Una vibra way. can't change our minds. Real quick, before I guess part Bo, what you consider red flags? And that's a little different than deal breakers because that's like
red flags.
I guess you're on a date and you're like, oh, this is a red flag. I'm running for the hills.
Like, they're always on their phone. Red flag. Like, what you talk, like,
am I not, I'm right here, bitch.
Am I not important enough? Okay. Am I boring?
Yeah.
If they're always on their phone, if they're always, like, asking me things, like, why don't you want me to ask you things?
Ooh, okay.
What else?
What'd you do? You're asking, then they're just, like, brushing it off.
I'd be like, then I'm gonna stop talking.
Are you gonna, like, we're just sitting in silence now.
Yeah, I'd be like, like somebody's, I'll wait. Like, no, like, I don't know. I feel like that's, and that's just, it becomes the vibe, then it becomes awkward, and I'm like, then why am I here?
Yeah. Then that's it. Ghost. Blocked.
I'll be like, oh, thank you. I'll pay my own meal. Thank you. Oh my God, that's another thing.
Oh, let's talk about it.
I'm gonna pay my own ass meal, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I've.
What do you, we sighed at the same exact,
like,
time.
What do you feel like? Should they pay on the first date?
So this is wild because they be saying, who's they? Just shit that I be watching.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let them pay because they, you know, that shows. That. Whatever the fuck it shows. But I'm like, what? You bought me these wings or whatever the fuck we went.
Wings.
I like wings. So yeah, that's what came to my mind. And you gonna feel like I need to give you my coochie? No. So I'm paying for this so that you don't have nothing to say. But then I got to thinking, why am I thinking this way about this person? If I'm thinking that they're capable of that, they're not a good contender.
Yeah. So, red flag,
yeah. So
the only time that I've been like, okay, because I feel weird, because I feel like now that I owe them something, which why do we feel that way, like, now I have owe you something, whatever that is, even if it's like I owe you another date or I owe you whatever, like
I've gotten to, well, you know, recently in the past, what, 2 years, nah, bitch, pay. And not bitch, but like,
no, yeah,
you want to pay, I ain't gonna ask twice. Or you offered, okay, but
that's the thing, if let you it be known, offer,
yeah. Mm-hmm. If you offer, you're gonna be like,
yeah, sure, if you want.
Let it be known that if all else fails and you feel in some type of way, I'm going to cover it.
And that's the tea.
That's period.
That's on period. Like, I don't want them to feel like they need to, because, I mean, you don't ever know what the situation there. What if they really want to take you out, but, like, they really don't have the money?
Yeah.
I don't want them to feel like, well, I have to pay. Like, I got you. I ain't going to make fun of you. Yeah. Like, I got you. But in the past, like, I've been in situations where it's, like, I end up paying because I'm, like, I don't want to feel like I owe you anything.
Yeah.
And I'd be taking that check and they'd be getting butthurt, but I don't care. Yeah. Like, because I've been called, like, gold digger before.
By who?
By people. Like, why you think I'm a gold digger? By not people, a person.
Because you let them pay?
Because they thought that I was going out. Maybe not going out with them, but, like, I would receive a lot of things from them. But it's, like, again, like, well, you were offering.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I can't pay for my shit.
And like, that's what I'm saying. I got to the point where, okay, you offering, you're not saying otherwise. Okay. You want to step up like that? Go ahead. Shit.
And then, like I said, and then
but
when I do it, they get butthurt. So then what's the tea?
But, like, but I do, like, I'm not going to lie. If I'm feeling you or whatever, I do like to be like the, oh, now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. Like, for when? Oh, it's a twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that.
Or the whole, you pay the tickets and then I pay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if y'all are doing multiple things, like, oh, you pay this, I'll pay that. Like, yeah. I think that's good.
And if anything, okay, you pay your shit and I pay mine.
Exactly.
For no, not that I'm feeling some type, but whatever the case, to avoid all this shit.
All the drama. Yeah, literally.
You pay for your shit, I pay for mine.
Like, so it's nice if somebody offers, but I don't expect them to do it.
I'm going to tell you a quick
story? Story time?
You know what? Story time, but I don't want to run out after.